So finally my mother told me one time when I came back from school, and she asked me, she said, would you like to go to the university as a student, perhaps a lawyer student, like your grandfather? I said, well, I can't afford it. She said, your father and I we can afford $50 a month. And I said, $50 a month, that's all I need. And so I went to the university and went to law school and came out as a lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they say anyway. But that's my education.
When were you born? What year?
1915. I'm 84.
Mm-hmm.
Going on 85.
You look younger than that.
Well, I've got a wife that keeps me young.
What kinds of organizations have you been involved with in El Paso?
Well, the Bar Association, I was president of the Bar. El Paso Symphony, I was president of the El Paso Symphony. The Chamber of Commerce, I was president of the Chamber of Commerce.
Mm-hmm.
And El Paso Country Club, I was president of that one too. And I thought that was enough.
That's a lot. Did you ever travel and live outside of El Paso?
Just with the Army.
How long did you spend in the Army, and where did you go?
You heard of D-Day?
Mm-hmm.
I was there.
Wow.
We went all the way from the beach clear to the Elbe and took the final surrender on the Elbe. I was very lucky.
Mm-hmm. Did you travel to different parts of the country as part of your training?
As part of my training?
Mm-hmm. Did you ever go to...
No, not much. I was briefly at Fort Sam Houston in San Antonio and shipped overseas in December of 1941,
mm-hmm.
which was well over a year before we went to cross to France.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I didn't do much traveling, just around England. I was there for almost a year before we went to France.
Mm-hmm. Have you learned any foreign languages?
I'm sorry, I just blew it completely. I lived here in all my life, and I don't really speak Spanish.
Well, that's not blowing it. I mean, you don't have to learn Spanish to get along here.
Well, yes.
let's see. What? So after the war, you came back and started your law practice?
Yes. Then I was called back at the Korean War.
Mm.
So I was there for 16 months. And then I came back, and again I started practice. So that was three times I had to start my practice. And that was about the extent of my